President Biden began his State of the Union address this week with approval ratings that were the worst of his presidency. He was badly in need of a reset, and he may have gotten one. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, out today and conducted after the president's address, shows Biden has gotten a notable boost. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us now to talk about the findings. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
What are the top headlines of this poll?
Well, like we've said, that Biden really badly needed a reset in this State of the Union address, and it looks like he got one, according to this survey. His approval rating is now 47%. That's up 8 points from just a couple weeks ago. Our pollsters said this was historically significant movement. Here's Lee Mieringoff, director of the Marist Institute for Public Opinion, which conducted the survey.
There's only been, since 1978, six bounces of four or more points. This one's at eight. Bill Clinton owned three of those six, so it's unusual to do that well. I think the Ukraine was a driving force.
So the pollster IDs Ukraine is a key factor. What else did the poll find when it comes specifically to the Ukraine effect?
Well, it looks like we're seeing a rally around the flag moment for Biden, but the Ukrainian flag. We saw bipartisan unity at the State of the Union, with Democrats and Republicans wearing ribbons and flag pins that were blue and gold, the colors of the Ukrainian flag. And there were lots of bipartisan applause lines when the president was talking about the West's response to Russia's Vladimir Putin. According to this poll, that appears to be reflective of how people are feeling more broadly. For example, we asked about those sanctions that the West has leveled against Putin and Russia. 8 in 10 say that they agree with doing that, and that holds up pretty well, even when we asked if they would still support those sanctions if energy and gas prices were to go up. 7 in 10 said they still would. A couple weeks ago, before Putin's invasion, in our poll, just 34% said that they approved of how Biden was dealing with the Ukraine crisis. Now it's 52%.
So it jumps from the 30s to the 50s. What about the other two major issues that the president addressed Tuesday night in his address, the pandemic and inflation?
Well, he made some significant gains in both. His handling of them also each jumped 8 points. 55% say they approve of Biden's handling of the pandemic now. He did get a boost on the economy, but he's still lagging behind. 45% approve of the job he's doing on it, but 53% still disapprove. That's largely because despite all the good news we're hearing about the economy on job growth and unemployment, like with the strong jobs report that we heard about today, rising prices tied to inflation are Americans' top concern right now.
And those are still a big concern, and they're going to be lasting for a while. So, Domenico, the big question is this a lasting or temporary boost for Biden and the Democrats? Any sense of that?
Well, what's important in this poll is that Biden's gains came from Democrats and independents, and those are two groups that he'd been really struggling with lately. His intensity with Democrats had really been down, and independents for several months had been seemingly abandoning him. And Democrats are up 27 points on his handling of Ukraine, which is massive, and independents are up 17 points. Now, we'll see if other polls bear this out, too, but it looks like Biden now at least appears to have a shot at trying to fire up his base, which is so key in this partisan era, and to have the ability to maybe win back independents, who he won in 2020. Both are really important for Democrats if they're going to be able to stem some of their likely losses this fall, particularly in the House.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thank you.
And you're welcome.